Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're joined on the Stoney and Jansen program by the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, Jim Harbaugh. And I guess, obviously, this is airing Tuesday. Monday, the news comes out. You guys have to pause, go virtual. I guess that's what you sign up for, Coach, in this COVID world, huh?
It's a day-to-day thing. I think one of the things that's made us so successful is vigilance and the culture set of being very proactive, and it's a good idea to on a day where it's meetings are scheduled to have those meetings virtually.
Coach, can you walk us through the process of how the tests are taken and when you get the results back?
Sure. So every day when somebody enters into the facility, their temperature is taken, and then immediately they go to test. So they do a daily antigen test. That test takes about 15 to 30 minutes to come back, and then it could be a negative or presumptive positive. If it tests positive, then you wait for a confirmation test to come back. So that's, I don't know if everybody really realizes that there's, it's every day that both staff and players are tested.
Now that you guys are going through this, really probably the first time where we've heard, at least heard, where you've had to go virtual, you talk to your brother at all? Because tonight they're finally going to play their game and they had a huge outbreak. Does he give you any advice after what they're going through?
Yeah, that's pretty much, from the beginning of the process. Yeah, we've talked about it, and get tips, pointers, kind of share back and forth. Sure.
You mentioned the protocol that's in place and that you guys have been following it. And there are certain things when you get the presumptive test that you this is the direction you go, or when you don't, you go in a different direction. How challenging is it for you as a coach and for the players to be riding this roller coaster of not necessarily knowing if they're going to be in the building every day, if they're going to play on Saturdays? It seems like a roller coaster it obviously started in March, but was ramped up in August to where we are today.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Everything, football's a challenge, life's a challenge. There's the things you're mentioning, uncharted waters. I mean, those are challenges, and you respond to them, and you take it as a personal challenge to meet the requirements. And I've been really impressed with everybody here, medical staff and personnel, our players, our staff, our coaches. First of all, I think they're grateful to be to have these tests, and then also they really have become conditioned to, you know, to follow the protocols, the mask wearing, the social distance, the sanitation type of great habits. So that's, day to day, trying to be as vigilant as possible.
You mentioned uncharted waters. Well, uncharted waters on the field is not winning at home, not having a lead in any of the home games. When you look at what's happened so far on the field, what has gone wrong, especially on the home games?
Different areas. I'll go back and really to talk about all the games, but just being able to offensively, defensively, special teams play 60 minutes that are better than the opponent. We've been close, but haven't been able to do that.
Have you been able to pinpoint any reasons why the games have been tough to start? It hasn't been a fast starting team. Have you been able to pinpoint as to why that might be?
No. I could tell you that I have, but I have not. Multiple games we've not gotten off to a fast start. I mean, something that we all emphasize, talk about it. Now we're just, it's play. And I feel like ideally you want to get out to a fast start. You want to get ahead, stay ahead. Something we've failed to do is, get the first score, in the ball game.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Passing game against Penn State, it looked to me, I actually was in the press box, there wasn't a lot of space in the old speed and space. Is it something that Penn State did because the passing game basically became all horizontal as opposed to vertical?
There was some there. Completed some vertical passing game, but overall we weren't sustaining the drives, continuing the drives, ultimately scoring enough points, and that's as you get into your, as you pick up the third downs, as you make first downs, we didn't get enough of those throughout the game.
Cade McNamara missed a few series due to an injury, was able to come back and play. What's his status? How's he doing? And just your thoughts on how he played in that game.
Tough guy, gritty guy. He's battling, leading. I have tremendous respect for Cade and for Joe, and all of our players that are out there. See how much how much it means to them, how much they prepare for it, and then how much it hurts when they don't, get the result of the win after the game. But they do battle.
Are you guys up front defensively, stout enough? Because Saturday, and there have been some other games too, where teams have been able to basically run right through you guys. Is there something that's missing with the defensive front?
Gave up quite a few yards in the running game. They were able to get around our edge and pick up probably about six or so plays for about 143 yards. That was in a couple, a couple where we didn't have the edge set and edge was given up and allowed either the quarterback or the running back to get out. Run wall for the most point, most of the time was pretty good. Their conversions on third down, third and short versus ours were a critical part of the football game, and allowing them to continue drives and us not being able to to pick up the first down.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. When it's third and short, there were a couple of times where you weren't able to convert. Was it poor execution? Was it a look that Penn State gave you? What were the struggles on third and short offensively?
Yeah, combination of both, John, and something that we're going to, we're addressing, working hard to make sure that we execute better in the third and shorts offensively.
Overall, on the season thus far, how would you assess beyond wins and losses? Is because to me that the product is really not very good right now. Would you agree with that, or is that being too tough?
Yeah, it's really the challenge, Stoney. I mean, it goes. Football's a challenge. Life's a challenge. Who wants to step up to that challenge? And you address it. Every single day. And that's the way I'm approaching it.
When you're 2-4, obviously fans, alumni, other media are going to have comments. When you hear it from alums, especially football alums, do you hear it? What does it mean to you when you hear it? And how, is there any way to address it?
Been so focused on getting things fixed. Meeting the challenges, that we face on, week to week, day to day. That, when you say, do you hear them? I really don't hear them. Focused on meeting the challenge, John.
Did you hear what Brian Griese tweeted out on Saturday?
No, I did not.
He had a visual of the record versus Ohio State, no conference championships, yada, yada. And his tweet was three words: enough is enough. And when a former player, like John mentioned, goes public like that, does it, piss you off? Do you just say, well, I'll just take it with a grain of salt and just move on? Or is it something that you would say, I got to address this with some of these guys?
Just very focused on the process.
Okay.
And seeing strides. Maybe not evident to all or some, but that's where the focus is.
Some positive strides. I thought the secondary played very well on Saturday, especially Green. Can you talk about his improvement and Vincent Gray did a little better too? Because I thought going in where they were going to beat you, they were going to beat you with the deep ball like Michigan State did. But you guys did a pretty good job on Dotson in particular.
Yeah, there was it was really good to see that unit. I mean, you talk about I think it's just the running game on offense, really getting close, really improving. And the coverage unit, we talk about Jamon Green, his ascension, Vincent Gray and Dax Hill, especially in the man-to-man coverage, it was really good. So that's a positive, keep striving to put the players in the best position possible. But yes, great to see that development.
Coaches, when you look back, and in hindsight's always 20/20, but through this offseason, through August, when they hit the pause button on the Big Ten season, they ended up coming back. Is there anything you would do differently in preparing for this season?
Hard to answer that one because it has really been attacking the next challenge, mm-hmm. the next game, the next day, doing that with a positive attitude and doing that with a great work ethic has been the strategy. So attacking this day, with an enthusiasm, positive attitude, and a great work ethic.
Speaking of the next game, maybe on a lighter note, Maryland possesses a quarterback that I can't pronounce his last name. John always makes fun of me. I try to go Tungavilola, because it's Taya Tunga-Vailoa. How good is he? I mean, he's not his brother, but he's pretty good, isn't he?
He is good. He is a good player. Fine player. And I've watched him from high school and into college. And he's a very fine quarterback.
Mike Locksley is obviously in his second year of the program and has recruited well. Obviously, the results on the field seem to be a little bit better this year. What do you know about this Maryland team and about facing a Mike Locksley coach team?
Yeah, they've done a nice job. They're very confident. They're playing defensive coverages and really have a system in place that they've grown and are confident in. And same offensively, running, throwing the football, spreading it out, and been quite effective.
We'll talk to you next week before the Buckeyes. Thanks, Jim.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh joining us. Stoney and Jansen Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.